Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Ryan Negrin Show.
Hi guys, Ryan Negrin here. On the Ryan Negrin Show, episode 1, the bro show, made especially for boys. If you want to call in, all it is 773-897-6423. So call in if you want. So right now, so before the next song, I'm going to be talking about my basketball game. So right now, for basketball, I'm going to have a game next Saturday, and it's going to be my first full court game. I play Gaithersburg Sports for the Orange Men. If you didn't know that, if my friends on the basketball team are listening, special thanks to if my friends are listening on that on my basketball team, special thanks to you. And you can call in. I want you to call in anyway, so you could just have an interview with us, if you want to. I don't know what team I'm going to be wrestling, but the past few teams, they've been pretty easy and pretty hard. Yeah, a little bit. One of them that was pretty hard, it was this, I challenged a blue or green team. When I got one of the guys that I got, it was they were really hard. He was like shoving me, pushing me, like all up in my face. Not like in the basketball way, like actually pushing my face, literally. And it was kind of hard. If you were there, you could have seen it. It was really hard. He was pushing me, shoving me. But anyway, we beat the team. We didn't lose. We won. Woohoo, go Orange Man. In another game, we challenged my friend Calvin's team. They were like a light blue team or a dark blue team. They were kind of good, but we still beat them. Yeah, we beat them. We beat like a lot of games. We've only beaten like two or three people in the last year. I just mentioned that the Orange Men has been together for 2 years. It's been together for 2 years. In the second year, which is this year, 2015, you got some new players. You got Benji. You have Benji. I forgot the others. Benji, Sean, Ronan, maybe. I can't remember which ones are last year or this year. So I'm going to play a song, and I'll see you in the next topic in a little bit. Oh, and this is what my dad sounds like.
Yeah.
yeah, 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 yeah. When I step up in the place, they know I step correct. Now you all in deck. I got that head nod shit that make you break your neck. Now you all in deck. And you know we come through to wreck the discotheque.
Okay, hey guys, I'm back on the Ryan Negrin Show. Again, call the show at 773-897-6423. Now this time I'm going to be talking about Jones Lane, my school. So the only thing that's pretty exciting that's going on at Jones Lane is this the Rainbow Week, or Eat the Rainbow week and a day of the next week. So, on Wednesday, it was Red Day. You get a red band. Tuesday was Red Day, but there was no school that day. On Wednesday, it was Red Day and Orange Day. If you bring like a food or a vegetable or fruit of that color, you get this like band. And there's nothing very exciting except the bands. But now I'm gonna talk about this other thing that's going on at Jones Lane, called Market Day. There's this thing that's going on called Market Day, and it's like they're selling pies, here's the two best things about that. The student who sells the most pies gets the principal and our school counselor, Mr. Markowitz. Our assistant principal, Mr. Rowe, and our school counselor, Mr. Markowitz, they've each agreed to take a pie to the face by the student who sells the most pies. So guys, if I sell enough pies, You'll see me on the Jones Lane TV, pieing Mr. Markowitz and Mr. Rowe in the face. And also the class that sells the most pies, get the mini pie party. Woohoo! Except that the only pies I like are just chocolate pies. Jones Lane's pretty fun otherwise. It has a kickball field. We haven't had a lot of outdoor recess. The thing that I liked that we had a 2-hour delay today. But the other thing that sucked is no recess. Oh, I really want recess. It's really sad that we don't have recess. Somebody will agree. This is what it's like. That's horrible, isn't it? I bet all the kids will agree. So call to talk about your problems at school. Now another song that I really like. Thank you. Okay, so now we're back with the Ryan Negrin Show. I'm now talking about... Oops. Sorry about that. I'm so sorry. So now I'm going to talk about some pretty big news. There's this investigation going on at Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria. And there's six missing kids. There were six missing children. There's six missing children at the restaurant. And they're on an investigation to find out what happened. But I know what happened to them. So I don't know who it is, but people believe to be this like purple man. He got into the suit they had in the back room, which was the old mascot, Fredbear, from the last location. And he got in the suit, lured the children into the back room, and killed them. So sad. And they got stuffed into these, like, five suits, except one of the kids didn't come. But the other ones, they followed the guy. They did know that a guy was actually inside it. So he murders the children, and then he stuffs them into the five characters of the restaurant. A Freddy suit, which is a bear, the main mascot. Bear was a top cat that can move around, and it's a robot. A robot bear that has ears and a top hat and eyes and can talk and can sing with a microphone. Yeah. Another one, Bonnie the Bunny. It's a talking bunny. It's a talking bunny with a bow tie, and it sings, and it has a guitar, and Chica the Chicken, it sings too, just like the other ones, it can talk, it can stand up, yeah, they can stand up and move. I don't know what that has, it has a bib, it says, let's eat, and it's holding a cupcake. It goes wild for pizza. And they got stuff. Oh, and there's one more. Foxy the Pirate. It's a pirate fox that's lost an eye and has an eye patch. It has an eye patch. It has a hook. Its skin is kind of broken down. Yeah. But the sixth kid, you're probably wondering what happened to him. He ran away. And you know the Five Nights at Freddy's game? Mike Skimmin, that was the sixth kid. When he was grown up, he came back to work as night shift. Can you believe that? He's crazy. Okay, you might think that's enough. So I'm going to play another song that my dad likes. So, see you in the next topic.
Yeah! We'll be right back.
Okay, guys, I am back on the Ryan Negrin Show. Now I'm going to be talking about the whole idea of the Freddy Pizza Place. So the Freddy Fazbear's Pizza, it's a good place for kids. Kids and grown-ups alike. But actually, here's the weird thing. You know those games, Five Nights at Freddy's 1 and Five Nights at Freddy's 2 and the third one that's coming out? They come in a different order. So here's how the timeline goes. So here's the weird part. Five Nights at Freddy's 2 comes before Five Nights at Freddy's 1. So it's the second game, which happened in like 19-something. But 19-something. And then the day of the new, of the opening for, and in 1987. In a couple days, the first restaurant, the one with the toys, closed down because it was a small budget and they can only stay open for a couple days. And then Fazbear Entertainment bought another restaurant that was the same thing. It was the same restaurant, but a different budget, a smaller budget, and it stayed open for like 5 days. I told you about the animatronics. They're really nice for kids. In the first restaurant, The second restaurant, they served like the same things, but there was a lot more stuff. There was a lot more animatronics, Toy Freddy, Toy Bonnie, and Toy Chica were up there, and they were just the same. There was also the Mangle, which was going to be Toy Foxy, until one kid took apart a piece, and then another kid, and then we turned into a take apart and put back together thing. Now the Mangle looks like just a pile of things. There's also the Marionette, which is a puppet, basically. He stays in a box, likes listening to music. There's also Balloon Boy, who sells balloons! Yay! He sells balloons! What is this? Here's something. What is this?
It's Hello? Freddy.
Huh? What the? Who is this?
It's
who
Freddy.
This?
Ryan, I heard you were talking about my restaurant.
Hello? Who is this?
Hello,
Freddy?
Ryan. This is Freddy. I was listening to your show.
I thought you have to own a restaurant. What time is it?
It's
hey, what time
past
is it?
Six. It's past 6 a.m., so not to worry. No jump scares here.
Oh, it's past 6 a.m.
Yes, so that's why I could call
oh.
your radio show.
Oh, you start like, oh. Why don't the developers ever give you a bath? Hello?
Because I don't like soap. I don't like soap.
Well, after the shows, they never give you, they never just spray you with water to clean you. You smell like animal poop or dead ant, or when you walk into the room at that room at night, it smells. When Mike always has to wear like a smoke, has to wear one of those masks over his face. Because you smell so bad. Because you stunk up the whole place. It smells like dead
Ryan,
animals in there.
I was calling because I wanted to find out more about your basketball team.
You should have come on earlier.
Well, I figured we could still talk about it.
Just in time for this part because we were just talking about the pizza place. And then you came on.
Oh, okay.
I'm
going to have to go. All right, it might be time for a new topic.
An awful lot like my dad.
It might be. I got to go. Have a great show.
If my brother's... Wait, one sec. Freddy, if my brother's at the restaurant, if you could... Could you turn the phone to him?
He's not at the restaurant right now. He's not there right now.
Or if you could just walk to the house and then take him off the phone and then get him on, if you could.
Okay, well, how about you give the people the phone number and the name of your show, and then maybe they'll call in, and I'll see if I can find Landon to have him call in too. All right, it was a pleasure talking to you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hang up now. Okay. So, guys, again, this is Ryan the Grinch of the Bro episode. I'm going to play something, and then here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play something, and then I'm going... And then I'm gonna get on the phone with my brother. But if he calls in, I'm gonna turn off the music so you can play. Also, if you didn't know, this is how annoying my brother is. As annoying as this song.
When I step up in the place, they know I step correct. Woo-ha! All in check. I got that head nod shit that make you break your neck. Woo-ha!
Okay, guys, we're back on. Now talking about Great Wolf Lodge. We're now talking about Great Wolf Lodge. If you didn't know, the next thing I'm talking about is... Actually, I might go back to some topics. Because I have like 20 minutes left. And this might not be long unless Landon calls. If you want Landon to be on, and tell him that you want him on, then call 301-990-0127. If you hear Freddy's voice, it's my dad. But tell him that you want Landon to get on the radio. So if you want Landon to be on the radio, just call 301-990-0127. Okay? That's my home phone number. Okay? Home phone number. I have 19 minutes left, so I might start talking about Great Wolf. So this week, so last weekend, I went for Sunday and Monday, President's Day weekend. I went to Great Wolf Lodge, the most awesome water park in Virginia. It was awesome. It was super awesome and super cool. It's an indoor water park that's like 87 degrees. The first day there, we stayed at the water park, got off, did this thing called Magic Quest, and then the next day we went we did some Magic Quest, and then we went to the water park again. There was these like three awesome rides. I would have gone on a fourth one if it wasn't closed. The Howl and Tornado, a pipe burst from the freezing cold. Darn you, cold weather. But I went on the other three rides. They were awesome. One of them was like Ambicia Falls. There's like two water slides in those. A yellow one and a blue one. You have to get this like inner tube to do it. You like ride down it, and the blue one, you're riding down this big swirly pipe thing. There's spaces you could see, like there's spaces on the top of the tube that are so you could like get some fresh air at least. And you like go really fast. In both of those rides, you actually go through the wall and outside, but not outside. There's a roof above you, and it's still 87 degrees. And the blue one is like wee, like in circles. But in the yellow one, it's more. It's more screaming. You could scream. Because in some of the yellow ones, I don't think you should, like, move, like, rock back and forth. Because when I did that, it flung me upside down. It flung the tube upside down. So, thanks, inner tube. Thanks, gravity. Well, actually, I'm not being sarcastic on this. Thanks, gravity. Thanks for disapplying so that I don't fall, so that I didn't fall on my head. Thanks. So, guys, right now, I'm gonna play a song while I ask my brother to call in. Okay? Okay. Bye, guys. guys, we're back on Log Talk Radio, the Ryan Megrid Show, the Bell episode. I just got my brother to call in. He's going to call in a minute. He's going to call in like a couple seconds, at least. Oh, and also, my phone number is 773-897-6423. Okay? So, just call him now. If my brother will do it again. Oh. And also, I've only gotten Freddy to call him, so if somebody could call him, he could get some very help. He could get some help. It's just 773-897-6423. My home phone is 301-990-0127. My host calling is 213-325-3434. So, it doesn't seem like my brother's calling in. It doesn't seem like it. One sec. Sorry, but for all the breaks. I just have to keep 3190-0127. Here it is.
Hi.
Okay. So guys, this is my brother Landon here.
You hear?
Oh, hi Landon. What do you want to talk about in the show?
What are you gonna do with the show?
Right now we're talking about Great Wolf Lodge. Anything you want to comment? Like Great Wolf Lodge, a water park, you know?
Yeah.
Anything you want to talk about?
Can I just do that
awesome?
After I finish my tycoon?
Landon.
What?
Get him off the phone. Landon, get off the phone. You're spoiling
me. Okay.
Landon, do you want to hear what Dad sounds like?
Talk about Great Wolf Lodge.
What?
Wait, Landon, do you want to hear what Dad sounds like?
Yes.
Okay, this is what Dad sounds like.
Bye-bye.
Okay, wait, Landon, don't go. Landon, don't go. Guys, I gotta talk about something.
Are you gonna talk about Five Nights at Freddy's?
Freddy called us the show.
What the?
Hello? Freddy called us.
I didn't know Freddy called us.
No, but... Before in the show, Freddy called us.
He called us.
What did he say? What did you hear?
He asked me about a show.
Did Freddy actually do this?
Yes, I heard him. He's like, hello, I'm Freddy. Well, actually, I pretty much thought it was Dad. Because it said the same exact phone number. That's funny. And there's another thing I want to talk about. Oh, and now we're talking about our days at school, guys.
Yay!
On the radio. But we also have a special guest, Landon, today with us. We have Landon with us today.
Hello.
So, Landon, how was your show? How was
I haven't even had a show today.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't have a radio show.
How was school today?
Good.
It was good?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Did you know that Landon has a girlfriend?
I do not have a girlfriend.
Landon, can you close the door? I can hear you. I can hear you from upstairs. Stop yelling.
I'm gonna go.
Say, I love your show.
Okay.
I love your show.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
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 Bye. You can hang up now. Okay, guys. So, now that he's hung up, let's continue the show. So, day at school was good. We did a lot of stuff. I was passing out flyers. I made these, like, flyers. I made flyers online. Like, on the computer. Special flyers added some clip art. And then I made the posters. It said, The Ryan Nickin Show. Fridays, 4:30 p.m. HTPT something. And to pass them out to my friends at school. And I did a couple other things at school. Like, you know, math. Except I have stuff that you probably had, but I don't have it. Like, I don't have English and Spanish and a detention room. I don't have a detention room in my school. I seriously don't. Except the only thing that might happen is if you get a self-check form. First, you have to stay in your classroom for recess. The first thing you do when you get in your classroom, you have to fill out this form it's like this. So, it's like this, why did you do this? Then there's these, like, four different choices, or there's an optional choice, which you can write down the choice. But there's another thing that says, what will you do to not make it do it again? That's what might happen. That's what might happen, and you have to sit in your room in the classroom for the whole recess. That's the kind of detention we have at our school. I have 4 minutes left. So, I have 4 minutes left. So my show's almost over. My show's almost over. I really don't like that. You like it? You like that it's almost over? I really don't like it. I don't like show's almost over already. It's almost over. Whoa, what's happening? Okay, wait, no, sorry guys. So now I'm going to start the ending. Yeah. Again, my show is almost over. So anyway, if you want to see my next show, it's at 4 p.m. My show's at 4 p.m. 4:30 p.m. on Fridays. At http://www.blogtalkradio.com/BruceMeganRadio. Call the show at 773-897-6423. Now I've just got to find this song that shows how. Oh, I got a caller. Hello?
Hello, Brian. This is Joanna Sumlinski's mom.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Joanna and I had a question for you. We've been listening to your radio program, and we wondered how you got a start in radio.
So I'm not actually on my own Blog Talk Radio account. I'm using my dad's account, but my dad let me have my own show, and he let me start this up, have my own stuff.
Well, that's really cool. We enjoyed listening today, and so Joanna and I will sign in next Friday to listen again at 4:30, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling, Joanna. That's one of my friends. That's one of my friends at school that I gave a flyer to. Oops, I have 90 seconds left. I just gotta find this thing that shows how sad it is. Oh, here it is. It's really sad. Super, super sad. Super sad. What an dun, dun, dun. Thanks everyone for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. This is my first show, the Bro episode. Tune in next time for the next episode of the Ryan Megren Show. Another special. The start is going to be Everything is Awesome. And the next show is the show made especially for kids. It's called the Ryan Megren Show, the kids episode. But the other episodes after those two, they're going to be just normal episodes where I talk about stuff. Your stuff. Have a good weekend. We're gonna finish off with the sad trombone, which shows.